The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast with your host, Jackie Pilosoff.
No one should have to go through a divorce feeling alone and isolated. The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast is a production of Divorced Girl Smiling, where every show is 30 minutes aimed to empower you, help you feel validated and understood, and connect you with some of the best divorce professionals in the industry. So grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and start smiling as you join us right now for the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found and always at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Before we get started, I want to talk about Hannah McKittrick, who is the founder of her practice, My Intuitive Health. So as a divorced mom who raised two kids, I struggled the entire time while they were growing up, trying to work, trying to take care of them, and asking the same question night after night. What the heck am I going to make for dinner? So I am so excited that Hannah is a Divorced Girl Smiling trusted professional, because I wanted to learn how to cook healthy food and enjoy cooking, but I just felt intimidated. And that's what Hannah does. She takes the intimidation out of it, and she offers online cooking courses. Hannah did her training in Southern Italy, and she also offers trips to Southern Italy to learn how to cook. Can't say enough about her. She's an amazing person and really could change your life when it comes to cooking, wellness, eating healthy, and all of that good stuff. If you want to learn more about Hannah, you can find her at her website, which is myintuitivehealth.com. I also want to mention divorce mediators, Brian James and Ellen Feldman. They are with CEL and Associates, and I have known them for over 10 years. They're an amazing team. They're experienced, passionate about helping couples get divorced in a reasonable amount of time for a reasonable fee. They co-mediate for an hourly rate, so the couple gets the benefit of two professional opinions on every issue. Love Ellen and Brian. You can learn more about them at CELandAssociates.com. And you can find both CEL and Hannah in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling. So when I was getting divorced in 2007, 8, maybe 9, I don't know, it took a really long time. There was no such thing, unless I missed it, as a divorce coach. I had heard about life coaches. I was kind of like, I don't know. What do they do? I really had no idea. But the term divorce coach did not resonate with me until pretty recently, I would say in the last 5 to 10 years. But now divorce coaching is a huge industry. And I personally am a huge fan of divorce coaching and wish so much that it would have been around when I was getting divorced, because these coaches, if you find the right one, I'm telling you, they can make a huge difference in your whole divorce experience and your post-divorce experience and what kind of life you have. Because if you have a coach, you're going to make better decisions. You'll be in a better mindset. I mean, I could go on and on. So today I want to dedicate this entire podcast to talking about divorce coaches and the industry. And who better to talk about it with than the co-founders of Divorce Coaches Academy. Their names are Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Hi, Tracy and Deborah.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you guys because I love what you're doing.
We love what you do.
Thank you so much. I want to tell my listeners a little bit about Divorce Coaches Academy. It's the industry leader when it comes to training divorce coaches who are prepared with both effective coaching skills and professional conflict resolution strategies. That is a big deal. So let me ask you, I'll start with Tracy. You guys are both divorce coaches. You decided to start Divorce Coaches Academy, I think, tell me if I'm right, because you wanted that extra niche for people who are trying to become coaches, not just to get coaching skills, but to get trained in conflict resolution strategies. Tell me why that is important.
Yes, so important, right? So one of the things that people don't recognize, and I think you kind of mentioned it, right, Jackie, about that the name coach, right? There's all different kind of coaches out there. There's coaches that we hire to get us better at a sport. There are life coaches. There are financial coaches. There are lots of different coaches out there. Divorce coaching, though, really is defined within the field of alternative dispute resolution. And this was really defined by the American Bar Association. And I think it's a really important distinguishment because, yes, as divorce coaches, we utilize our wonderful coaching skills and our coaching frameworks, but we should be grounded in the foundation of dispute resolution, right? Effective and efficient management of conflict, which we know is so prevalent as individuals are ending their marriages, which is often because of unresolved conflict or unmanaged conflict, and now heading squarely into a divorce process where now the spotlight is on all of that conflict. And now these two people who couldn't get their stuff together in their marriage, now all of a sudden, like as if the rainbow is going to come out and erase everything and say, okay, let's work to an agreement. You have to make these really big decisions about your kids and your money and what is this going to look like. And now we think miraculously these two people are going to say, oh, yes, we're going to put all those conflicts aside and we're just going to collaboratively work together. No. So we work with clients, divorce coaches who are trained as professional practicing certified divorce coaches and trained in AGR, really helping those individuals navigate conflict. The things that we do are saving people time and money and emotional energy in the conflict that often keeps continuing in that divorce process, preventing people from transitioning.
Well, it makes a lot of sense because if somebody is getting divorced, obviously they have ill feelings towards their spouse or whatever, resentment, anger, bitterness. And you would think if someone's listening to this and thinking, oh, I'm thinking of hiring a divorce coach, you're thinking, well, they're going to be on my side. And that is true. They're still on your side. They're still helping you. But what they're doing is helping you reduce the conflict with your soon-to-be ex so that your children have a better life, you have a better life, everything is smoother, financially things are better because you're saving so much money on divorce attorneys in the process and maybe post-litigation, which, by the way, I went to twice. So I did everything wrong. So had I had a divorce coach who was trained in alternative dispute resolution, maybe that would have helped me. Not maybe, I'm sure it would have helped me have a much better experience during and then after divorce.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I want to move on to a question I have for Deborah. Who do you see who enters the field of professional divorce coaching and when is the right time and when isn't the right time?
That's a great question. So I would say we see basically two different groups of people come in and want to get training as an ADR divorce coach. The first is people that are already working professionally in the divorce space. So we have quite a few family law attorneys. We have mediators. We have therapists. We have CDFAs and financial professionals that want to add coaching skills and a coaching offering to their practice. So that's one group. That's probably, Tracy, help me out, 60% of the people that we see?
I'd probably say a little higher.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are these professionals getting trained through DCA because they want to also do coaching or just to develop the skills?
We see both. And what we're seeing a lot of lately is people that are leaving the litigation side of family law. They are burned out with it. They know it doesn't work. They know it hurts families and they're looking for a different way to do it. Mm-hmm. So some of them are just adding the skills so that they can have a more client-led facilitative approach. Some are adding coaching as a separate offering, but we're also seeing people start to do this hybrid of what we call legal coaching. So these are non-litigating attorneys. These are people who still will act as an attorney, still be able to provide legal advice, but they've dropped the whole idea of litigation.
Yeah, moving to that amicable space, right?
Yeah.
which is really expanding, I would say, right? There was that collaborative law model, and the collaborative law model still exists. But what we're seeing is professionals, attorneys, who are committed to an amicable process that sits outside of that kind of very structured and stern collaborative process. Right. That commitment to saying, okay, I want to do this different. We know litigation only hurts people. And there is a lot of professional practicing attorneys out there who are saying, I don't want to be part of that, right? I mean, we have a retired family court justice, first chief justice in Delaware, a family court, and female chief justice in family court. And they recognize that the process is just detrimental. So
it's all changing.
And we've even heard from judges coming into some of our professional associations, giving presentations, basically begging attorneys, please stop. We don't want to make these decisions for your family. We don't want this stuff in our court. It's terrible for everyone.
Right. Okay. So, and then who's the other people who are becoming divorce coaches?
The other people are people like you and I that say, you know what? I made my own divorce a lot harder and more expensive than it needed to be. And I would like to help other people have a more amicable, more collaborative, less damaging process. Right. And I'd like to save that money for my kids' college, not pay for my attorney's kids' college.
Right. Which is exactly what I did.
Right.
Okay. I would say also, let's add, I see a lot of therapists who mm-hmm. become divorce coaches, and a lot of life coaches who end up getting certified for divorce coaching also.
Absolutely. Because it is a specialty. Because of the ADR focus and those things and the way it's defined by the American Bar Association, if we really want that recognition as a professional member of the client's divorce team, we need to have that specialized training.
You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm here today with Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak, who are the co-founders of Divorce Coaches Academy, and we are talking everything about divorce coaches. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to talk to you about if you're considering hiring a divorce coach, what you should look for, what are some red flags, and what exactly goes on in the coaching process. So we will be right back. Are you feeling alone, judged, misunderstood? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Essentials to Healing After Divorce. It's a mini course which was created by Dr. Kevin Skinner, a licensed marriage and family therapist. Throughout his 28-year career, Dr. Skinner has worked to help individuals dealing with the pain associated with divorce. And this course is a culmination of research and study on how to accelerate healing. So if you want to learn more about this course, which is only $47, and actually you can take the results of this course and bring it to your therapist, and it will speed the process up so much because it will help give your therapist an idea about you. And so if you want to learn more, go to humanintimacy.com/divorce. I also want to take a minute and recommend a wonderful real estate agent in Denver. Her name is Macy Chance. I met her about a year and a half ago, and Macy is wonderful. You will never meet anyone more energetic and positive all the time. And Macy went through a divorce, so she understands what you're going through. She has several years of experience as a real estate agent, and the company she's with is Live Laugh Denver. So if you want to learn more about Macy, you can find her at macychance.com. And you can also find Macy and the Essentials to Healing After Divorce mini course in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling. Welcome back to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff. I'm your host. Today, we're talking everything divorce coaching. I have two great guests here, Deborah Doak and Tracy Callahan, who are the co-founders of Divorce Coaches Academy, DCA. And you guys, my next question is, if there's people listening and they're considering hiring a divorce coach, what should they look for and what are some red flags? And before I say that, I have to get this out, but you guys can expand on it. I don't think people who have been divorced for 10 minutes or 6 months or even 1 year should become a divorce coach. And I see it all the time. So tell me about that and then tell me some other red flags and some good things they should look for.
Well, let me address that for a minute, because I actually was training to become a divorce coach while I was going through my divorce. So, and I'm a really good one.
You definitely are.
So it really depends on the individual. And one of our things that we're so clear about is you need to be in a position where you're going to be able to coach from your scar, not from your wound. Okay. And that differs by individual. I didn't start the training until I was not in that emotional place. I was moved on. I didn't have the baggage. I was making good, informed, intentional decisions in my process by that point. So I think it depends on the individual. I don't think there's a timeline. I think it is a mindset. Are you ready? Or are you going to put everything you hear from someone else through a filter of your own divorce and you're not going to be able to be neutral that person's experience isn't yours? Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think a lot of those people, because I've seen so many who, and you're right, there shouldn't be a timeline, but I've seen so many people become divorce coaches. And then when they get over their divorce, they just kind of quit. They don't even do it anymore because they did it almost to like heal themselves.
Yeah. We see it a lot when people are going from their scar, right? It's an open, festering wound, right? And they're seeking other people and they're very motivated. But the problem is, I like to equivocate it to substance abuse counselors, right? If I was working in recovery and I was working with a substance abuse counselor talking about my problem, am I really trusting this individual who's actively using drugs as they're counseling me on how for my recovery process, for my sobriety? Often that mindset gets really limited and unfortunately unhelpful, because everybody's divorce is unique. And I really want to stress this. When we talk about looking for red flags, divorce coaches do not tell people what to do. We are not in the business of advising,
ever.
We are in the business of helping clients explore their underlying needs and interests. What are the barriers? What are the obstacles to keeping them from moving forward? Helping them identify their conflict history, their conflict styles, their conflict approach, and working with clients in, again, identifying what they're willing to do to get to that desired outcome, to get to that change. So if a divorce coach is telling you what to do, red flag. Divorce coaches, even attorneys, if they are practicing under the guise in the professional practice as a divorce coach, they cannot engage in providing legal advice. It is the unqualified UPL, unqualified practice of law, right? So we don't do it. We just don't do it. So that's an important piece. The other piece is in terms of looking for people credentialed. Do they have the specific training from a credentialed educating body? Now, because divorce coaching, the professional practice of divorce coaching, Jackie, you mentioned it at the beginning, is relatively young, right? I'm going to say 15 years. The term was coined in the 1990s by an attorney named Kim Lurie, but the actual professional practice of divorce coaching is relatively new. It's young, right? So there are basically only two recognized bodies who certify divorce coaches. Divorce Coaches Academy happens to be one of them. So training specifically in certification and a quality program, 40 hours, that there's a mentorship, that they're actually trained to be able to do what they're doing, as well as a commitment to a standard of practice and a code of ethics, because divorce coaching is an unregulated practice. So you have to be able to, the consumer needs to be able to look to where did they get trained and are they upholding a standard of practice and a commitment to a code of ethics, such as confidentiality, which is a huge, huge practice. People need to trust that the information that they're sharing with this individual is going to stay with them.
What I'm hearing from you is that divorce coaching is a lot of listening, and it's a lot of asking questions and then listening so that the person who's being coached has self-awareness, looking in the mirror, and coming to these decisions on their own. But what else goes on in these sessions? So let me ask this to Deborah. When somebody has a coaching session, I know coaches have packages and you go 10 times. They all work a little differently.
Right.
Packages, group coaching, you know, what goes on in these sessions? Tell my listeners. So, because a lot of people will tell me, I want to hire a divorce coach, but what is that? What do you do in the sessions?
Yeah. What do we do? Well, the way we train coaches at DCA is we have a very specific, what we call session flow. We do a lot of listening. We do a lot of questioning. We also do a ton of education, right? Because fear is usually a question waiting to be answered. Fear is usually coming up because we're missing information. So we do a lot of education. But the way a coaching session should work is it's not a venting session. It's not coming in and just complaining about everything that's going on. Coaching is action-oriented and future-focused. So when we first meet, you're going to come in with, we call it the dump truck, everything that's bothering you. But we're going to help you sort out and prioritize what would be most helpful to make progress on. And by the end of our 50 or 60 or 75 minutes, whatever that coach meets, my client should be walking away with actionable items, steps they're going to be able to take to address that particular focus of our session. Because if we run all over, we make progress on nothing. Mm-hmm. But we can pick one thing. And they can say, okay, now I have three action steps. So it's action-oriented and future-focused.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
I love that. And the way it's so different, because I'm a big fan of therapy also, but I want my listeners to know how different this is than therapy.
Yeah.
Coaching is action-focused, future-focused. Therapy is like, why did you choose this relationship? What happened in the past that made you do this? Why are you doing these things? Let's explore your mind and what you're thinking. And so it's extremely different.
It's different. And one analogy we find that can be helpful is the difference between therapy and coaching is, let's say the client shows up with a suitcase. A therapist is likely to say, ooh, let's open up your suitcase. Let's see what you packed. What'd you bring with you? What all is in there? A coach is going to say, oh, look, you're packed. Where do you want to go?
I love that analogy. I've heard that before. It's great.
It really summarizes it really briefly because, yes, you might have had problems with your family of origin or you ignored some red flags when you got married 20 years ago. That doesn't have anything to do with what decisions do you want to make about your parenting plan? What's more important to you, the retirement account or the home? Can you qualify for a mortgage loan? Let's find out. What would you need to know, right? Moving forward.
Yeah. And the other piece that I really want to stress also that's kind of built into that education that we spend a lot of time in is also in skill development.
Yeah.
Most people do not know how to effectively engage in conflict. So in that discovery process, when you were talking about that listening piece, right, we're helping the client underline and discover what is the conflict? What are you fighting about? What is coming up for you? How are your emotions playing at that? And then identifying skills to be able to effectively engage in that. And that's often grounded in conflict management skills, conflict communication skills, right? As well as proposal development and negotiation. These are all things. So everything we do from start to finish with clients, that was a sample of a session. But when we look at it on the macro level, mm-hmm. It's extensive. It's extensive from the discovery process for that client in a safe, supportive space, how their emotions are playing out, the education and information that they need to make informed, intentional decisions, and then skill development and conflict to be able to support them in those strategies to get to that desired outcome.
I want to say one more thing about coaching because we're kind of running out of time and I want to get to a big announcement that we have. But I want to tell my listeners that divorce coaching is not that expensive. So everybody listening is probably thinking, well, I'm spending all this money on the divorce mediator, my divorce attorney, therapy, all these other things. I have to get a new will, an estate plan. But divorce coaching, I would say, really, it is a very reasonable rate. It's a package. And so I want people to really think about how if you're willing to spend maybe a couple thousand dollars with a coach, you might end up saving $20,000 in your divorce because you're making such better decisions and there's such less conflict. Would you guys agree?
Oh, absolutely.
100%. Conflict costs, right? We like to talk all about the different costs associated with conflict. There's direct cost. There's productivity cost, right? How much money you're losing potentially because you're not showing up at your job well, or you're not showing up as parent well, right? So there are so many costs, and there's also emotional costs. Right. So divorce coaching supports all that through conflict resolution.
And an attorney is, we love attorneys. They play a really vital role, but we need also put the right person in the right seat in the job site. And an attorney is not a specialist in teaching the skills we're talking about, working on emotional management with people, doing the reflective listening and helping them make decisions. An attorney is there for legal advice and legal work. So use an attorney for the job that they trained for and use a professional certified divorce coach for the job we trained for.
And guess what? A lot of these attorneys that I know are really into this approach. People might think, oh, well, it's not good for an attorney because they're going to make less money. Well, guess what? All the attorneys I know are big fans of divorce coaching because it makes their job a lot easier. And they're all jumping on the amicable divorce wagon, too.
Yes.
So, okay. Big, big, big drum roll. So Deborah and Tracy have an event coming up. It is planned for later this month. So tell me, you guys.
I think your listeners are going to be super excited about this. We hope they are. We're going to be hosting the Save Your Sanity Divorce Summit from April 22nd to April 26th. Free access. It's 5 days, 27 speakers, all professional certified divorce coaches. You want to get an idea of what divorce coaching could do for you or how a divorce coach helps? We're going to be giving free access so you can come listen to all these professional experts on topics like parenting and co-parenting, financial decision-making, legal decision-making, how to handle conflict, how to handle safety, how to take care of yourself emotionally and self-care, and moving on and divorce recovery.
Absolutely love it. And tell me how somebody can find out more about this and how they can sign up.
They can just go to our website. It's going to be right at the top of the page. So go to divorcecoachesacademy.com and you'll see the summit. You can also learn about our certification program. You can find a divorce coach there. We have a coach locator and we have support groups that are really affordable.
And the summit is absolutely free.
Absolutely free. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much. And thanks so much for being on the show. This has been wonderful. I've learned a lot about divorce coaching and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks so much, Jackie.
So to my listeners, again, the site is divorcecoachesacademy.com. And you can also find Divorce Coaches Academy in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling, along with so many other wonderful, trusted, vetted divorce professionals, including coaches, divorce attorneys, financial advisors, real estate agents, mortgage lenders, a bunch of different things. And then you can also go to Divorce Girl Smiling to listen to more podcasts, read articles, download my mobile app, or sign up for the Divorce Girl Smiling free consult. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.